A clear, chilly start to the day across interior New York and New England, with widespread frost to greet you out the front door this morning. Most everyone in the upper 20s and lower 30s to start the day. For some, the first frost of the season. High pressure moved overhead overnight, and the wind from yesterday has relaxed considerably. And we'll have a much more comfortable day today as the sun comes up and gets higher in the sky, a bigger rebound. And with all that sunshine, temperatures will climb quickly back through the 30s and 40s, and most everyone will top out in the middle and upper 50s. In fact, that high is sprawling all the way back through the Ohio Valley and mid part of the country, and that's going to set us up for an extended period of dry and sunny weather with a warming trend. So with a clear sky tonight, not as cool, but still a bit chilly, seasonably so, upper 30s and lower 40s, and more sunshine and even milder tomorrow with highs in the upper 60s. A southwest wind flow will get going on Thursday. Some clouds will tend to mix in with a weak disturbance pushing across southern Canada, but it will remain dry and highs in the lower 70s. Behind that disturbance, back to mostly sunny skies Friday, although back into the 60s as well. But a big ridge of high pressure, both at the surface and aloft, will dominate into the upcoming weekend, and it will be mostly sunny and warm for both Saturday and Sunday, with highs in the lower 70s. The next front will not approach until Tuesday or Wednesday of next week. So out ahead of that front on Monday, sunshine will give way to increasing clouds. A southwest wind will develop, pushing us into the lower and middle 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a strong cold front will move southward across Florida today and stall in the southern part of the state by tomorrow night. Easterly winds will transfer tropical moisture inland, and showers and thunderstorms are expected to continue through most of the week. Most of the heavier rain will be along the Atlantic coast of Florida between Jacksonville and Melbourne. Some of these thunderstorms are capable of producing heavy downpours, which could lead to localized flooding. Meanwhile, a stormy pattern will continue throughout the Pacific Northwest during the next few days as a series of fronts will keep precipitation in the forecast. In addition to the rain, snowfall can be expected across the higher elevations of the Cascades. By Thursday, precipitation spreads southward into Northern California, and some of the higher terrain could see some light snow there as well. A marginal risk of flash flooding will be found in the western portion of Washington, with locally heavy rainfall expected along the next cold front by Thursday morning. And a sprawling high-pressure system across central and eastern parts of the United States will keep the weather dry for the rest of the week. High temperatures in the northern plains are expected to be in the mid to upper 70s today, which is 10 to 15 degrees above normal. The dry and warm weather will fuel critical fire weather conditions across the high plains. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/8 of a mile visibility in fog, 14 degrees with a northwest wind at 39 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 17 below zero. In Albany on the hour, clear skies and 35 degrees, the dew point 29, 78% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.31 inches, and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 102 degrees at San Pascal Valley, California, to a low of 12 at Gunnison, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the upper 50s, Boston sunny with highs in the upper 50s, and in Buffalo, increasing sunshine and breezy with highs in the lower 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 60 degrees, the low 39. The average temperature 50, that's right on normal for this time of year. No precipitation yesterday. 92 hundredths for the month, which is 1.03 inches below normal. And 35.45 inches for the year, which is 4.05 inches of precipitation above normal. There were 15 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 96, and 208 for the season, which is still 165 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 59 degrees. The average low, 39. The record high, 85, set in 1947. And the record low, 21 in 1940. Sunrise this morning at 7:11 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:09 p.m. 10 hours and 58 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and pleasantly cool today, with highs in the lower to mid-50s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny and pleasantly cool today, with highs right around 60. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid-40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, sunny and pleasantly cool today, with highs in the mid-50s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the upper 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny, pleasantly cool today, with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Mostly clear tonight, with lows in the upper 30s to around 40. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunny and pleasantly cool today, with highs in the upper 50s to around 60. Mostly clear tonight, with lows in the lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, milder upper 60s. Sunshine giving way to some clouds Thursday, lower 70s. Mostly sunny, back into the 60s Friday. More sunshine both Saturday and Sunday, lower 70s. And sunshine, breezy, with increasing clouds Monday in the lower 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.